يلا نتعلم فلسطيني. باسل, this is reality check.
Reality check.
I don't know. I'm not gonna call it reality check, but it is a real thing. Women really are very meticulous.
That's so true.
They tend to the minutest detail.
Yeah,
that's true. That's their nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's their nature. And so, for example, like if a woman takes one look at a room or a place, mm-hmm. okay, and then, you know, sits down and acts like she doesn't know. She usually knows the colors and the different things and how many people were there and which one was upset and which one was happy and mm-hmm. everything. A man would go, oh, did you see that? No, I just sat down and I didn't see anything. Not good eye witnesses, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Women pay a lot of attention to detail.
They do. Yeah, sure. So that's what this thing is about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we have this lesson, and you know, it's just about how women they see things.
Yeah, that's
right
true.
Away. Right yeah. away.
Two ladies gossiping a little bit. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, let's listen to
They're
it.
They're talking.
And then we'll come back and we'll break it down.
أول مرة.
ميرا تعالي هون تعالي. مين هالشاب؟
مين؟ هداك اللي هناك؟
هداك الشاب الطويل الحلو.
هو بيكون ابن عم زيد. تاني مرة.
ميرا تعالي هون تعالي. مين هالشاب؟
مين؟ هداك اللي هناك؟
هداك الشاب الطويل الحلو.
هو بيكون ابن عم زيد. ثالث مرة.
ميرا تعالي هون تعالي. مين هالشاب؟
مين؟ هداك اللي هناك؟
هداك الشاب الطويل الحلو.
هو بيكون ابن عم زيد. ميرا تعالي هون. مين هالشاب؟
ميرا come over here. Who's that guy?
ميرا تعالي هون تعالي. مين هالشاب؟
ميرا come over here. Who's that guy?
ميرا تعالي هون. مين هالشاب؟
ميرا come over here. Who's that guy?
مين هداك اللي هناك؟
Who? That one over there?
مين هداك اللي هناك؟
Who? That one who's over there?
مين هداك اللي هناك؟
Who? That one who's over there?
هداك الطويل الحلو.
Yes, him. That tall, handsome one.
هداك الطويل الحلو.
Yeah, that one. The tall, handsome one.
هداك الطويل الحلو.
Yes, him. The tall, handsome one.
هداك الشاب؟ هداك الشاب بيكون ابن عم زيد.
Oh, him? That guy is Zayd's cousin.
هداك الشاب بيكون ابن عم زيد.
Oh, that guy? That guy is Zayd's cousin.
هداك الشاب بيكون ابن عم زيد.
Oh, that guy? He's Zayd's cousin.
Okay, great. See, the women right away in the room, they figured out the best looking guy and they're figuring out who he is. ميرا تعالي هون. مين هالشاب؟
mm-hmm.
ميرا.
ميرا, the girl's name.
تعالي هون.
Come here.
مين هالشاب؟
Who's that guy? Who's that guy? So ميرا is the girl's name. تعالي mm-hmm. means come to a woman. You're saying to a woman, تعالي, come here.
هون.
هون is here. تعالي هون. Or if you say to a guy, تعال هون.
Mm-hmm.
Mean who? Hey, that guy.
Mean هالشاب.
It's really هذا الشاب, but it gets compressed altogether and goes Hashab. Mm-hmm. So that's how you say it. Min Hashab. Mm-hmm. Who's that guy? Shab is guy.
Young guy.
It's not man. It's not. It's no, not boy. It's
young man.
Young man.
Young man.
Shab. Min Hashab.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Min. Hadak اللي هناك. Min.
Who?
Hadak.
That one.
Illi. Who is?
Who is?
هناك.
Over there. So min is who?
Hadak.
Hadak. That one.
Illi.
That is.
هناك.
Over there. هناك. Mm. All these words.
So she's pointing at him and she mm-hmm. said, oh, you're talking about that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. هداك لطويل الحلو.
Mm-hmm.
آه.
Yes.
هداك.
That one.
لطويل الحلو.
The tall and handsome.
آه.
Yes.
هداك.
آه is yes.
Yeah.
هداك is that one.
الطويل الحلو.
The طويل is tall. حلو we're saying is handsome.
Mm-hmm.
In this context,
the tall, the handsome.
Yeah, in this context, we're saying it like that. Yes, him, the tall, handsome one. الطويل الحلو.
هداك الشاب بيكون ابن عم زيد. هداك الشاب.
That guy.
That young guy. بيكون.
Becomes.
ابن عم.
The son of the uncle.
زيد.
Of Zaid. So that's how you say cousin. Ibn Am or Ibn
Khal. Ibn Ammi.
So Ibn Am. Okay, Am means uncle on the
father's
on the father's side. So Ibn Am is the son of that guy. So that's your cousin.
Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about this.
Yeah, we'll bring it up.
Okay, so let me say the sentence again and see if they digested that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But before I say it, I'm gonna say the word Ibn Am.
Mm-hmm.
Ibn means son.
Yeah.
Am means uncle on father's side.
Right.
So Ibn Am is the son of the uncle mm-hmm. on the father's side. Means
mm-hmm.
cousin.
Yeah. It means cousin.
Okay. So هناك هداك الشاب بيكون ابن عم زيد.
Yeah. And we should talk about the بيكون Ibn Am Zayd. So we're really saying he is Zayd's cousin.
Yeah.
But Bikun in this context.
Means
in this
the relation is. Yeah. Let me give you an example of us.
Mm-hmm.
Basil Bikun Ibn Wafa.
Right.
Wafa Bitkun Im Basil.
That's true.
Basil's mom.
Yeah. Im mom.
Mom. So Bikun in this context, sentence or content means. The relation is.
Yes. That's what it means.
That's what Bikun he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. So
I think it's a great time to listen to it 3 more times. Then we're going to come back with our final thoughts on this one.
Mm-hmm. أول مرة.
ميرا. تعالي هون. تعالي. مين هالشاب؟
مين؟ هداك اللي هناك؟
هداك الشاب الطويل الحلو
هو بيكون ابن عم زيد تاني مرة
ميرا تعالي هون تعالي مين هالشاب؟
مين؟ هداك اللي هناك؟
هداك الشاب الطويل الحلو
هو بيكون ابن عم زيد ثالث مرة
ميرا تعالي هون تعالي مين هالشاب؟
مين؟ هداك اللي هناك؟
هداك الشاب الطويل الحلو
هو بيكون ابن عم زيد اوكي وي باك
يس
اوكي We kind of touched on this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just explain it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take the simple name, the simple titles.
Mm-hmm.
Am
mm-hmm.
is uncle.
Right.
Khal is also uncle.
Right.
But Am is on the father's side and Khal is on the mother's side.
So the uncle on the... Am is uncle on the father's side. Khal is the uncle on the mother's side.
at the same time, ammi is aunt on the father's side. Khali is the aunt on the mother's side. Okay.
So that's uncles. That's how you say the uncles.
Uncles. And when it comes to the aunts, okay, the aunt on the father's side is ammi. Okay. The one on the mother's side is khali.
Amme, khali.
Am, khal, amme, khali.
Yes, that's how you say them. But if I want to say my auntie, I'd say khalti. If I want to say on my mom's side. If I want to say the aunt on my father's side, I'd say amti. Amti. Also,
and you always address them, Basil. Very important.
The aunt on your father's side, amtik.
Yeah.
Your to a woman, amtik for a woman, amtak if I'm for talking a to man. A guy, khaltik, khaltak. You know, it's the same rules. Khalna, hamna. You know, ammi, khali. So yeah, it's simple like that.
And it's very important. Titles are very important. You don't like if you go to your aunt's house, it like she's your amtak, which is the aunt on the father's side. And you want to say, salamu alaikum, you don't address her with her name. You have to say amti before her name. Very important. You can't call her with just her plain name. Okay? And let's say you saw your aunt on the mother's side, what do you call her? Khalti, and then you put her name, you plug in the name. Okay? Now, this is blood relations, right?
Right.
Now, we're talking about non-blood relations. You're out in the street, and you see an older man, and you want to ask him a question. You say, ammo. So you address him as though he's your uncle, but he's not. You're trying to be respectful.
Right, friendly.
And respectful of his age. But if somebody was your age and you don't know him, what do you call him? Akh, brother. Okay, he's not your brother, but that's how you address. You see a woman that's older, she's like your mother's age or so. What do you call her? Khalti. Khalto. And you give her name. You see, there's always with older, especially when somebody's older, you have to show respect by not calling them just their name.
And I think that happens in a lot of cultures. If you want to talk to a stranger who's older, you say something respectful like that, like uncle, something, 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 auntie, something, something. It's the same thing here. Khalti, something, something, something. Hammi, something, something, something. So it's the same way. You're calling a stranger uncle because you're trying to be friendly with them.
Yes, yes. And it's very important to remember those things. It's just the culture always wants you to show respect when you're supposed to show respect.
Understood.
Yeah, and that's an important part of the Palestinian culture.
Absolutely. I think it exists in a lot of cultures. And I don't know where it started either. But it seems like people all over the world have been saying this, you know.
Respect. It's just respect.
But why they chose the word uncle and auntie to talk to strangers.
Because, you know, like, you know, you're trying to tell him, I don't feel like you are weird. You're just like as good as a relative. I feel safe. I feel that you're safe. You know, you're trying to say that. You know, that reminds me of something. Prophets. When we say prophets, we never use just the name of the prophet.
Okay.
We always address them as Sayyid.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like we want to say Ibrahim, right? We never say Ibrahim. We say Sayyidna Ibrahim, and what do you say about, after? Alayhi salam. May peace be upon him. So you always address him, the prophet, with Sayyid, means the mister, and his name, and then alayhi salam. Also, Sitna Maryam. You say Sitna Maryam, alayhi salam. Sit is also female, it Our Lady, basically. Sit, mithal Sitti. Sitna Maryam, Sidna, just like grandpa and grandma.
Mm-hmm.
That's that high respect you give him. Yeah.
So with strangers, hammo or ammi or khalto or khalti, those are the ones you'll use.
Mm-hmm.
A male stranger, a female stranger, usually older, you know, like a different generation. That's how you'll refer to them right. In a friendly, respectful
and
way.
And sometimes when you want a woman, you want them to say, to a woman to really feel close, you say yamma.
Yamma.
That's an old way of my saying mom. Mother in, mm-hmm. or yaba.
You know what's funny too?
It's a real old person and you want yamma. Them to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, how you doing, yamma? Meaning, how are you doing? Mother,
mm-hmm.
you mother figure,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to show that you care.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. you do, you know.
Yamma.
People don't use it much.
People use it, I would say, like, parts. You know, sometimes it's associated with people who live in, like, countryside areas, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. City people have a way of talking, mm-hmm. and the village people have a way of talking. The town.
Basically, all I'm trying to say is it might have a connotation of more like villager mm-hmm. dialect.
It is. It yeah, is. It
definitely.
Is. It's an old one. Also, yep. It's very old.
Yeah. But yeah, there was a lot of great information here today, and I think you can use it in a lot of ways.
And now you know how to address a stranger and make them feel welcome.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
In a real Palestinian way,
mm-hmm.
in an authentic Palestinian way.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed this, and I always wish you peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yay! Guys, you still here? Ya baye. You came along for this lesson. We've enjoyed having you. You can support us by donating on patreon.com/learnfalastini. And come follow us on Instagram @learnfalastini. Ahla wa sahla.